Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dirty laundry. It's a constant cycle of all of the clothes being clean, and then you magically find some that were hiding, that were dirty, that need to be cleaned as well. It seems like a never-ending cycle. It is the one thing that stays steadfast when dealing with kids or even your own pets. This past Wednesday, my wife and I, with our 7-month-old puppy, went up to Wisconsin to spend Thanksgiving with family. And by the end of the trip up there, we had to give the dog a shower at 1:30 in the morning because he had an accident in the car. It's a never-ending cycle. Kids, they will inevitably get into something that they shouldn't, such as mud, which we also had to deal with this weekend. You have them go and take a bath, and you take the dirty clothes away that they were wearing when you found them. And then you give them new ones. You never give them back the disgusting, muddy, filthy clothes that they were wearing when you found them. Instead, you give them clean, fresh, untarnished clothes. But greater than that, put on Christ. When we think about what we wear, we look at what we're wearing to suit our actions. When you go swimming, you wear a swimming suit. If you were to go fishing, you would wear waders to stay dry. If you went to Target this past Black Friday to get anything, if you needed anyone to help you, you knew what to look for. It was someone wearing a red polo and a pair of khaki pants. What you wear doesn't always mean what you're doing is good, though. A robber wears a mask. They don't want to be seen on camera in the crime that they're committing. With all the crime shows on TV, we've all figured out that if you're going to commit a crime, you wear gloves so that they can't trace back your fingerprints to you. Criminals do all this to protect their identity so that they won't get caught. They want to shed the clothes that they wore. This can even be seen back in the 1993 classic, The Fugitive, where Harrison Ford, after fleeing the police, changes his identity and changes his clothes so that he can blend in and hide from law enforcement. We have confessed our sins and received absolution. We have shed the dirty clothes of our sins, and we want to know what to do next. This reminds me of playing on the Concordia Seminary preacher's basketball team. When coach would call a timeout, we would all huddle up and he would tell us the numerous things that we were struggling on. We usually wouldn't be winning. But he would tell us then what we should do, what we should work on, what our next move would be, what the game plan should be. He would give us direction as to what we should be doing. As our text from Romans this morning is intended to tell us, what we are to do as forgiven children of God in the future. It gives as a guide to follow. As freshly washed children of God, there are clothes of darkness that we should not put back on. Sins that we are familiar with and comfortable putting back on. Sins that only serve to the detriment of our neighbor and only serve ourselves and our sins against God. As our reading from Romans states, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. When our text says, do this or don't do this, it's talking about the future, a future action. It says to not go back to doing that specific thing. What happened in the past doesn't matter anymore. Here's what you are to do in the future. Paul is telling us not to run back to that sinful, sin-filled outfit that we just took off. Our text continues saying, So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling or jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Greater than that, put on Christ. When we think about putting on Christ, we are reminded to remember our baptism. We are reminded to remember just a few minutes ago when Isaac and Jonathan were brought to the waters of holy baptism. Galatians 3, verse 27 states, "Many of you, as were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ." Jonathan and Isaac were given the robe of Christ's righteousness, and we are called to put ours on daily. Our sinful flesh needs to be killed every day, with the result that we put on Christ. As our text says in the 12th verse, put on the armor of light. If we go ahead a few verses to verse 14, it says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." Remember your baptism. When water was poured on your head 3 times in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, when God declared to you, "You are mine." In your baptism, when you were clothed with the righteousness of Christ, so do not run back to your sinful desires and clothes of darkness, but put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. What are we to do with this armor of light that we have been given? We love our neighbor as ourselves. As our passage stated, commandments are summed up in this word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Greater than that, put on Christ. We are shown by Paul what this armor entails in Ephesians chapter 6. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." We are given this armor to stand against the schemes the devil has for us. But what specifically does God give us as this armor of light? Ephesians 6 continues saying, "Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." So what are we called to do while we wear this armor that we've been given? We are called to love our neighbor as ourselves, as Christ loved us. Greater than that, put on Christ. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.